Want to welcome back to WNRN studio, Carly Nesbitt. Good morning, Carly.
Good morning, Ann.
I should say welcome back in the fact that you've been here a couple times with Blue Ridge Irish Musical and also as part of Pixie Led. But this morning you're coming to talk about the album that you've put together with Jeff Romano, who's here standing next to you. Tell us a little bit about this project. Why did you decide to, you know, go in the studio and put together this album?
I had just started writing a lot independently and was more in sort of a country vein than what we've been doing in Pixie Led, and decided to start working with Jeff, just putting down some stuff and didn't think about making a CD, and then turned into a big project that was a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, so you've been writing for a while. How old are you now?
I'm 17.
So how long have you been writing?
Well, I guess a long time, but several years, but I've been writing a lot lately the past year, more so than I ever have before.
Well, and you've been a student. Are you still a student of Devin Sproul?
I guess so, but she's been on tour for so long, I haven't seen her.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, your relationship with her, because, you know, I started interviewing her when she was 16, and certainly she's, you know, grown. Nothing to do with me or my interviews, I'll just say that right out front. But, you know, I've watched her kind of grow from being 16 to whatever her age is now, and really become this amazing songwriter. And did it help you knowing that she kind of maybe not had a similar past, but started as a teenage songwriter and kind of grew into the person she is now?
Yeah, it really did. And she kind of learned from experience, and so she was able to just tell me this stuff. Like, she taught me how to use MySpace and internet musician stuff, and taught me how to use home recording, you know, to some level, and really helped me with my songwriting and guitar playing. So not only the actual playing part, but also the business part of it, too.
Well, that's great. I didn't realize, so you got the full service there.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of help from Devin. Well, how about if you introduce who you have here in studio, and then how about a song?
Okay. I have Carl Anderson here. He's my good buddy. We've been playing out a lot together.
How do you do?
And I've got Jeff Romano, who produced my CD and played on it.
Judy Howe.
So we're going to play...
That was bad.
We're going to play one of the songs off the CD. It's called Turn on the Heat.
Ever since your sweetheart left your side.
WNRN. My guest in studio, Carly Nesbitt. She's put together a CD, and she's going to have a CD release party for it next Friday night at the Gravity Lounge. And glad to have her in studio this week, as we'll be fundraising next week, and want to make sure that Carly had a chance to come into the WNRN studios and perform some of the songs live. Now, Carly, I remember this as a song that actually you've done with Pixie Lead, that particular song. I imagine there are a few that those of us who went out and saw Pixie Lead on a semi-regular basis heard some of your songs. In terms of the collection I have is, what, 9 songs? Did you add any more after you gave me that demo over the summer?
No, it's just 9 songs. It's a short little CD. But the ones that we played with Pixie Lead, that's definitely one we played. I think that's maybe the oldest song on the CD in terms of ones I've written. And but we've also played River Run Dry, which is also on the CD. And I guess that's it for what we play with Pixie Lead, unless I can't remember. But we kind of do our own spin on those.
Well, that's good. So tell us a little bit about who helped you put together this CD. Obviously, Jeff did and Carl did, but some other people that you might hear on this CD.
Well, we had a really great cast of musicians along with Jeff and Carl. Devin, who we were just talking about, sings backup on a couple of the tracks. And we've also got Anne-Marie Calhoun playing fiddle and Andy Thacker playing mandolin and Charlie Bell on dobro and Stuart Gunter on drums and Bob Bowen on bass. Am I forgetting anybody?
I don't think so. I think that's about it.
Okay. Hmm. So it's a really good band. It was a lot of fun to make and meet some of those people and get to be with some of those people for a second time. It was really fun.
Well, great. Well, I'm glad that you had the opportunity to you know, showcase your songs in, let's say, a really excellent environment, because I think that has, you know, it helps. I mean, obviously the songs are really good. I mean, I like that song, and I was reviewing this album last night, and my daughter Ellie, who you know, were like, oh, I always really liked that song. So it was, you know, nice to hear a different kind of spin on it. But let's hear another song from you, maybe one that most people haven't heard if they've seen you with Pixie Lead. Do you have one ready for us?
Yeah, this is another one off the disc, which is called 3 Steps Out the Door, which is relatively new, I think.
I think so.
Okay.
No, that's not.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Right,
I got it.
Okay, cool. All right, here we go. 1, 2.
If you wanna love me, come on and love me. But if you want me, there's the door. I will say that I want you to stay, but not if you don't love me no more. 'Cause many days I have spent by you, nights I have slept beside you. In the winter your loving arms were warm. But if you do find that another fills your mind, it's only 3 steps out the door. If you wanna love me, come on and love me. But if you won't leave, there's the door. And I will say that I want you to stay, but not if you don't love me no more. When I first met you, your heart was so open, had a smile I'd never forget. And at the time I was too blind to think I'd ever feel regret. 'Cause I believe that light in your eyes once was mine. The day it flickered out, I surely cried. And I think that you know it, but you'd hate to show. Say that I want you to stay, but not if you don't love me no more. Well, it may seem strange, I want you to take my heart away, but I'll have to grow a new one over time. 'Cause I'd rather be alone and greet the days on my own, love you with another on your mind. come on and love me, but if you won't leave, there's the door. And I will say that I want you to stay, but not if you don't love me no more. If you won't love me, come on and love me, but if you won't leave, there's the door. And I will say that I want you to stay, but not if you don't love me no more. Now you don't love me no more. Now you don't love me no more.
WNRN, Carly Nesbitt, live in the WNRN studios. Her CD release party is next Friday, and we're happy to have her back in the WNRN studio showcasing her own music. So, Carly, tell me, I know you through the Irish music community, and certainly I know that you've studied with John Doyle playing guitar, and you sang a lot of traditional music there. How did that influence your songwriting to kind of be in saturated by traditional music for a couple of years anyway?
It really helped my rhythm playing. I think most people who know Pixela know me as a pretty strong rhythm player. I don't know if they even know I wrote songs, but working with John Doyle really helped because he basically taught me how to play rhythm guitar for Irish music, and it was so fun to work with him. And he has that really driving, you know, intense style, and I think people were really surprised to hear that out of me because I'm a girl, and it was kind of like, whoa, you know, what is she doing? So that was really helpful. It's really helped in writing songs, and sort of the whole Irish influence, rhythm influence, has really helped give me ideas and inspiration.
Well, you met him at like an Irish music camp.
Yeah.
You obviously weren't, you know, it wasn't just all about John Doyle for that week. Have you gone back in to Augusta before again since that time that you studied with him?
I went back the year after that and worked with Zan McLeod, who was teaching guitar that year. But I've been, the past 2 years, I've also been going to the Swannanoa Gathering in Asheville, North Carolina, and going to Guitar Week. And last year I went to Old Time Week. So just kind of playing around, and I really learned a lot. I got to do a lot of banjo, mandolin stuff, which I don't get to do very much.
So you also play banjo and mandolin as well, or you just sat in with your guitar and those things?
No, I play both those instruments, but I'm not well enough to play them out yet.
Okay, well, fair enough. Well, we're glad you're here today to talk about the new CD. I didn't ask you, does this CD have a title?
Yeah, it does. It's called Flower to the Bee. It's one of the lines in one of the songs off the CD, I've Got a Secret. We couldn't decide on a name for a really long time, and that one just seemed to fit perfectly.
Excellent. Carly Nesbitt is my guest this morning. One more song before I have to take a quick break. What would you like to play for us?
We are going to, the first half of the CD release is going to be new material that I've written since the CD was recorded. And we're going to have Sam Wilson and Luke Nutting and Carl play some duets with me of new songs. So this is one that we're going to play that's not on the CD.
World premiere.
World premiere. Ready?
Driving under that cruise railroad bridge, while with the mountains painted on it, the black bears and the Indians,
WNRN. Carly Nesbitt doing some new music here on WNRN. My guest this morning is Carly Nesbitt. She is a senior at Tandem Friends School. She's got a CD coming out next week. And Carly, I have to say that obviously growing up here, you get that flavor in a lot of the songs. That particular one, you know, you talked about driving around and seeing the Blue Ridge Mountains and whatnot, but also the City Skies song that we'll play a bit later also has that same kind of flavor of, you know, this is my home and this is what I love about it. What hits you first when you decide you're going to write a song? Is that flavoring come first, or is that how you kind of finish things out?
I think it's just kind of part of the process. That one that I just played was, we had this dark green Jeep Cherokee, and we had it since I was born, and we still have it, but it was just this great car, and it's just ancient, like it was just this dinosaur of a Jeep, and it was just, I kind of was thinking about it and how much it meant to me, and it was just sort of ended up being about my dad and driving around in the car and all these different stories about, you know, when I was like a baby, I would never be able to go to sleep, I was like really colicky, and he'd just drive me around in the back seat all night. So just thinking about that, and just sort of, you know, I've lived here my whole life, I was born at Martha Jefferson, it's just kind of, it's all that I really know.
I have to say that her dad is like one of the most supportive guys. Just bringing your dad up really quick. He's just, yeah. And making this CD, he, before we even really started, he was writing me emails just to kind of like set the whole pace. And he just looks after you so well. Buys her clothes. And like, and he's like, you know, he's worried about the CD release. And he's just like emailing me. And he's just really sweet. Seems like a really great paw.
I agree.
Good paw.
Go Sean.
Support system. Yep. The best.
Well, let's have one more song here live, and then we'll go to the City Skies song that we were just talking about a little bit.
All right.
We got for us one more.
What should we do?
The lullaby.
Okay. I think this is actually the first song I wrote on the CD, and Devin helped me out with it a lot, and she actually sings back up on it. And it's called Dream My Way.
Is this B-flat too?
Yep.
Carly Nesbitt in the WNRN studios.
I know. falls down the mountainside. She can't climb up and she can't stay still since winter's love was cast aside. After that, my tears had dried. Seems I don't have the water to quench my sorrow, but my poor heart still wants to cry. People say that I should leave this place, darling. All that dust that the road kicks up looks like you're driving through my tears. People say that I should run away. Darling, I've tried many times, but I find that I
WNRN. Carly Nesbitt playing live in the WNR studio. She'll be playing next Friday night at the Gravity Lounge for a CD release party. You got some special guests coming to the CD release party, Carly? Obviously, Jeff and Carl will be there, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Many surprises.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're definitely going to have the first set is going to be a great duet set with Sam Wilson and Luke Nutting, who is in Six Day Bender, and Carl. And, the band is pretty much the same band that's playing on the CD, which is really great. We're still working out some kinks of it, but it's going to be a great show. Hopefully lots of people come out. That'd be great.
Well, I have to say, Carly, before we play this City Sky song, I had a... Jeff probably remembers Carmen, who was a singer-songwriter in this area, and we had this great conversation about Livingston Taylor's book about singing and songwriting, and he had this, line in it saying, if you make them laugh, you got them as a fan. If you make them cry... then you have them for the rest of their lives. They'll always be a fan. And I have to say that this next song, when I first heard it, it made me cry. So thank you, Carly, for coming in this morning. And good luck on your CD release party. And here's City Skies on WNRN.